First, we go to Brussels, where Ireland's EU Commissioner Designate Phil Hogan has been fielding questions from MEPs on a wide range of issues. Elected representatives have been assessing Phil Hogan's suitability to the role of Agriculture and Rural Development Commissioner during a three-hour hearing which took place this morning at the European Parliament. In a moment, we'll talk to our Europe editor Tony Connolly, who has been following the hearing. But first, speaking to reporters after the hearing, Phil Hogan was asked about reports in today's Irish Independent that he sent the CVs of three constituents to Irish Water after the company advertised jobs.
When politicians make representations to the public and private sector on behalf of their constituents, I'd say since democracy was introduced, I certainly have made representations on many people to public authorities and to local authorities and to the private sector in order to assist my constituents. They go through the normal competitive and competition arrangements after that. And at the end of the day, I understand that the people I made representations for, in particular in relation to the issue in the Irish Independent today, I don't think any of them got a job. So I might be losing my influence with Irish Water.
Phil Hogan speaking in Brussels a short time ago. We can speak now with our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, who joins us from Brussels. Tony, Phil Hogan there giving a robust defence of forwarding those CVs from constituents to Irish Water. Overall, his performance this morning across 3 hours displayed a similar level of confidence.
Yeah, I think that's right, Jonathan. I think it was a fairly confident performance by Phil Hogan, notwithstanding those very sharp exchanges that he had with Matt Carthy of Sinn Féin and Luke Ming Flanagan, the independent MEP, over the those Irish domestic controversies. Now, one of the controversies is really about this question of whether or not Phil Hogan intervened improperly in 2012 over the question of the allocation of social housing for a traveller family. Now you'll recall that it appeared that constituents of Mr. Hogan asked him to intervene in this case of a traveller family getting social housing. Now, back at the beginning of September, Nessa Childers wrote a letter about this to Socialist and Democrat MEPs in the Parliament saying that she didn't think he was suitable. There then followed three legal threats from Phil Hogan about this, saying that Nessa Childers didn't have parliamentary immunity and asking her to withdraw the allegations that he said were subject to legal action at home, that she should withdraw these allegations within 5 days or face legal action herself. Now, I thought that would have perhaps got more traction among the non-Irish MEPs in the committee, but especially MEPs that would be from the Socialist group. But in the event, it was only Matt Carthy and Luke Ming Flanagan who brought up those controversies. Now, I did speak to Nessa Childers afterwards because it seemed fairly clear from Phil Hogan's response in the chamber that he felt that she didn't necessarily enjoy parliamentary immunity in making that those kind of comments in that letter to MEPs. Now, she afterwards took grave exception to this, as we shall hear now.
I think that he's displayed remarkable political misjudgment. I am protected, as are my constituents, through me with parliamentary immunity. And if any attempt is made to take an MEP to court at a national level in this regard, the Parliament will defend me, and there will be, in the sense that the nationals, the member state, will be confronted about it.
Independent MEP Nessa Childers speaking to our Europe editor Tony Connolly, who's with us now. Tony, as you mentioned, a couple of domestic political issues raised, but the bulk of the three-hour session focusing very much on the agenda ahead on agricultural matters and a wide range of issues addressed there.
That's right. I mean, it is a very, very detailed portfolio. There's a huge range of issues, not just, you know, the nuts and bolts of agriculture and the concerns facing farmers across the European Union, but the bigger picture issues such as this huge trade negotiation between Europe and America, major implications there for the farming sector. But he did appear to be fairly well on top of his brief in terms of a lot of the detail about where the portfolio sits at the moment. He spoke about the ban on EU produce going to Russia, the effect that's having especially on eastern states. He talked quite a bit about cap reform, about the greening agenda, about set aside, about the whole need to simplify bureaucracy for farmers. He talked about the what are called the geographical indicators, that is things like Parma ham, feta cheese, you know, protecting those kind of things in a global context. A word he used over and over again was balance. You know, you need to protect the environment, but you need to promote jobs. And again, he came across as a commissioner who is in favour of production. He wants to, you know, expand markets for the European farming sector. And that obviously has been an issue, you know, thrown into fairly stark contrast by the Russian ban. So he did seem to be fairly well composed, fairly on top of his brief. You know, the mood changed dramatically when those two Irish MEPs made their interventions. But for the most part, he seemed fairly confident in his performance.
And finally and briefly, Tony, a 27 commissioners designate been interviewed. A spokesperson for the president-elect of the commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, saying that all nominees, in his opinion, have performed convincingly. What happens next?
Yeah, well, what happens next in Phil Hogan's case is that at 3 o'clock Brussels time this afternoon, there will be an extraordinary meeting of the Agriculture Committee. Now, it can either go to a vote or there can be consensus that a candidate has been successful. Now, in Phil Hogan's case, I'm just hearing in the past few moments that there will be a vote on his nomination at that meeting this afternoon at 3 o'clock. The far left group in the European Parliament, of which Sinn Féin and Luke Ming-Flanagan are members, have requested a vote. Now, obviously, they won't have the numbers to win that vote. So according to the chemistry and some of the mood music afterwards from the non-far-left group, it looks like he is deemed to have performed well and that his nomination should be fairly safe.
OK, thanks indeed for that. Our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, there in Brussels.